After the first few weeks of practice, each player knows where he stands. Some have fought their way to the top of the depth chart. Rep after rep. Hit after hit. Whether established veterans or upstart rookies, these men have made a statement during their first stretch of camp. And they're one step closer to a coveted roster spot. Others know now how far they have to climb. Through every play, every whistle, these remaining weeks of practice are their chance, their moment. And in the midst of it all, a hazy image of a team is beginning to form. The framework of the 53-man roster is beginning to take shape.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Chiefs Blueprint. Well, the first preseason game is in the books as Kansas City hosted Cincinnati Thursday. But now it sets up maybe the most important week of any here in St. Joe, and the team needs to refocus on practice. We'll refocus. You're going to love the show. One of the most exciting backs in the entire 2014 NFL draft class was an Oregon scat back named DeAnthony Thomas. He's now a Kansas City Chief, and you'll love going on the practice field with him. He's not only learning from maybe the best NFL running back in Jamaal Charles, he's also being challenged by running backs coach Eric Bieniemy, and we mic'd them both. Plus, I had an exclusive interview with head coach Andy Reid. We'll take a global look, really, at this entire team, what he likes, and he'll discuss the hot points as the Chiefs go into the next three preseason games. And we'll be in the strength and conditioning room here at Missouri Western State University and strength and conditioning coach of the Chiefs, Barry Rubin. He'll talk about what it took in the offseason to get the team ready for this camp, what he's doing in this camp to get the team ready for the regular season, and what the team has to do in the regular season to stay right on the beam week by week in the tough NFL. But first, let's take you right to the running backs meeting room and on the field as Eric Bieniemy throws a lot at rookie DeAnthony Thomas, who seems up for the challenge.
Coming from, you know, the University of Oregon, we had a fast-paced offense, so I'm pretty much used to a no-huddle, but the difference from Oregon, it was more like sign language, but now it's more like play calling. You know, I just have to be patient and, you know, listen to the call fully and, you know my assignments.
Weak side from, better know it.
Go, 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 go!
Nice. All right. Hey, 138, watch this next one now. You having fun, boy?
Yeah.
Good. All about details, right? Give it to him. Okay.
Nice. Okay. Fine work.
Look at that effort. That's the effort I'm talking about. Here we go, fellas. RB's on three. 1, 2, 3.
RB. Just seeing them work on the field and, you know, their mindset, how they go into practice every day, is just very exciting to me.
Nice.
Having them as a role model, the way they carry themselves in practice and off the field.
Him first, he gonna stop. Okay.
You know, they motivate me to want to go out there every day and just work even harder.
2-5, let's go. You got 3 in a row coming up now. 3 in a row. Let's go play fast. First one ought to be lights out, touchdown.
Our coach, oh, he's very hands-on.
Good. Got to sell it. Hands. Right? Okay, now, first and foremost.
What are you going to do? They always going to bull rush.
If I got to take the charge, I take the charge just like that. Okay, let's get another shot.
Every day he come out there ready to work.
Zebra, 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 come here. Go, 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 go. Put your foot down. Get up the field. Finish, 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 finish.
He's pumped up every day. You know, he never changed.
There you go, there you go. Speed counts. Good job, good job. That was a good route.
Having him, it motivates us to go out there and work even harder.
Attitude, mindset. All right? Everybody got something that we need to focus on and work on.
I just want to contribute, you know, anywhere, you know, on special teams and on offense. I feel like, you know, just being a playmaker will help contribute to this team.
Can I get a Gatorade? Can I get a Gatorade?
I love Gatorade. I think I average about, like, 15 Gatorades a day.
Let me get one Gatorade.
Go 3-2.
Try, go 3-2. I
gotta get it. I just feel like Gatorade's giving me that energy boost for some reason.
Good. Nice, 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 nice.
Gets me through practice.
Zebra, let's go one.
The thing I love about Andy, you know, is how he coaches us.
Let's go, let's go, let's go. Gotta get in and out.
He's very competitive. He loves for his players to be disciplined and, you know, attention to details and just knowing what to do on the field.
What were you thinking there?
He set us to a high standard every day, you know, no matter what it is. He always wants you to just go hard.
Go, go, go. Go, go, go. Get up there. Go, 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 go. Go, go. Get up there.
Everybody's out there just want to be, you know, be the best and you do whatever it takes to get to that Super Bowl.
Keep pushing yourself through this thing and we're going to be all right.
You know, that get me fired up, and I'm happy to have a great coach like Andy. I'm very blessed and honored to be on this team. It's not a preseason game to me. It's a regular game, so I got to go out there with the mindset to just make plays and, you know, have fun. Go out there, be patient, be confident, and just go out there and just be a playmaker.
Chiefs Blueprint is brought to you by Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. And by KCChiefs.com for all your latest Chiefs news and information. Coming up on Chiefs Blueprint.
All right, listen, good work today. Both sides, good work. We're getting better. You got to keep pushing, right? Nice! Holy, holy!
Back and forth challenging every day in the offense and the defense. Special teams, the guys are hustling and working. I mean, you know, it's a good working atmosphere right now.
Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. Let's get in this huddle and get ready to rock and roll right here. Let's go.
Welcome back to Chiefs Blueprint. Chiefs fans throughout the kingdom are fired up to see what Andy Reid has in store in his second year as the coach of the team. I had a chance to sit down with Andy here in St. Joe and gauge his feelings about the team's preparation, not only for the rest of the time in the preseason, but to get ready for the 2014 regular season.
All right, listen, good work today. Both sides, good work. We're getting better. You got to keep pushing, right? Nice! Holy, holy! Can't think and chew gum at the same time, man. Did you drop that ball? Hey, you squeeze that son of a buck like a wild man. Let's be different. Let's be a little different.
You ever say anything, dude? They tell me you're like the funniest guy on the team. Crack a joke, do something. But
I want to hear you just say something. Come on, get up here, man. Get up here. Put that baritone right there. Come on, baby. All right, here we go.
And I have to ask you, year two, what excites you about this team?
Well, I think the continuity, the work level that the guys are pushing through year two. It's one thing when you're fresh and you don't really know what to expect.
You're bringing energy right here, baby. Let's go. Second series attitude.
Are you willing to come back and knock on that door again? And they're willing to do that.
Let's go, let's go, let's go.
And so I've appreciated that. And that means we can get a lot done and we can get better. Back and forth challenging every day in the offense and the defense. Special teams, the guys are hustling and working. I mean, you know, it's a good working atmosphere right now.
Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. Let's get in this huddle and get ready to rock and roll right here. Let's go.
One thing that's been neat to see is you and Alex.
Bang! Nice, nice eyes.
What about your relationship with him and the communication with him?
Yeah, well, Alex is a smart guy, and he's always trying to get better. I mean, he still wants you to feed him more and more.
Bam! Nice!
It's important, I think,
pinpoint accuracy,
that you and the quarterback are kind of seeing things the same way.
Man on the inside.
Alex is checking with us to make sure he's seeing it the same way we're seeing it. And you love that attitude.
What about the other three quarterbacks so far?
I think they're doing a nice job. Chase obviously is ahead right now. He's having a real good camp. The other two young kids are just competing every day, trying to get better. And it's fun to watch. And they're both doing a nice job.
What about your additional pieces this year, like a DeAnthony Thomas, or if Kelsey's healthy? And what about Nile Davis? Has he jumped up a notch?
Yeah, you'd say with Nile that he's worked so hard this offseason that he's taken another step in this camp. It looks like he's got a better feel for everything. You add DeAnthony into the mix on the offensive side, and right now he's doing a heck of a job. He's an explosive player. And Kels, you add Kels into the mix, and all of a sudden you've got this group of tight ends that are playing pretty good football right now. He feels strong. He's making plays out there.
How much does all that help Jamal Charles?
Well, if you can spot Jamal every once in a while, the guy doesn't want to come out of the game. You got to like drag him out of the game. But if you can do that, you get these other guys in there, and they're explosive players. So and then you have a nice little mix.
Last year, your offensive line averaged 24.4 years of age. What about a young offensive line that got younger on you?
Yeah, listen, I've never cared about youth. I've always played young guys if they were the best. I'm going to play the five best guys. Don't really care where they play.
But if we're not finishing up front, right, that's what kills you. I know it's not going to all look pretty, but you can finish.
But you might get your tail kicked one play. And the next play, you're going to come back and you're going to take care of business. So you have five of them working together with that same mindset, and that's hard to beat right there.
To the untrained eye, it looks like you have an embarrassment of riches at outside linebacker. What about your front seven as a whole and those outside backers?
Well, I think outside linebacker is one of our stronger positions. You need that in a 34 scheme.
Is defense a little bit emotional? Yeah. Yeah, like it's an emotional thing, man. Have a little fun being the best.
We need to continue to get better fundamentally. Keep working our steps and our hands, explosion off the ball, our reads, all those things still need work. That's what camp's for. But we've got some real good players. And then inside linebacker, I can find a lot better in the business than DJ. So he's doing a nice job.
DJ, man, need that energy, man.
We added Joe Mays to the mix. He brings tremendous leadership and energy to that group. And then JMJ comes in, and, I mean, he can cover like no other. So it's good to have him healthy again and playing.
What about your corners and safety so far in camp? What are you seeing?
I like the competition in the secondary. Nothing's quite set yet, but they're working, man, and they're challenging each other, and you're seeing guys rise up, the Parkers and the Coopers, and Smith is getting better, and you got Barry back there, and that off safety position. I mean, you got like two or three guys that are just knocking it out, trying to get in that position. So you can't help but get better doing that.
All right, field goal.
It looks like one of the hottest battles. What about that competition between Ryan Suckup and Cairo Santos?
Yeah, well, Ryan's been there. Ryan's worked a couple things, and he came into this camp strong. And then Santos is about half the size of Ryan, but he's got an absolutely strong leg. And all of a sudden, this thing, it's a duel. I mean, we're in there, and we're rocking and rolling every day. They're going back and forth. And so Tobe's really up the competition there, and they're keeping stats on everything. So it's pretty awesome to watch.
When we return, it's something that you definitely have to keep up at this time of the year.
Don't let those shoulders rotate.
You want to always try to bring them to places they've never been.
Welcome back to Chiefs Blueprint. Training camp is really about building a cohesive team. And it's also about getting off to a fast start in the regular season. A big part of that is the strength and conditioning of any NFL team. Well, the Chiefs are blessed with an outstanding strength and conditioning coach, Barry Rubin. Let's check in with Coach Rubin to see his philosophy of what needs to be done at this time of year to be successful throughout the entire year.
End of the all-season program, they had a month to go on their own. We sent them home, you know, a workout package. So you hope that they're going to that next level, and then when they come in, that they're ready to go. It's something that you definitely have to keep up at this time of the year. Coach Reed has made a really nice schedule to get the most out of each day with our guys. So they practice in the morning, so they get the hard practice done with in the morning. And then we're teaching recovery. They eat, they get a little rest, and they come down for meetings and walk through. Then we'll split them up. Half will come with us in the weight room, and the other half will go with Rip Burkhalter and his crew with the trainers, and they help us a ton. Right now, because the weights aren't so heavy, we don't have to take such long rest periods. They'll do a set, and then we have it usually coupled with another exercise. For instance, say if we do a squat, we may do your set of squats and then a short rest, and then they'll go do lat row. And then they'll come back and we'll go through three or four rounds of that. Then we'll go to the next set of exercises. So not only are you able to help keep your strength levels up, it's helping your conditioning also.
Come on, close the deal.
Say 10 is the hardest. Throughout the season, you're always staying between that 7 and 9. That you're not really going over past that 9. Because if you go past that 9 up to that 10, then you will peak, and then you'll need some big-time recovery behind it. And you, during the season, you don't get that. So the key there is to keep it between that 7 and 9 range right there of intensity throughout the season. That's a big key right there, keeping it moderately hard throughout the season instead of very hard. You got to have guys that are compliant, that will buy into what you're doing, and they'll go at it hard. There's no magic out there. The magic is working hard and working hard consistently. And I think these guys know it. They're very knowledgeable athletes, players. They buy in and they work hard. And today's athlete is more knowledgeable of weight training and nutrition and conditioning and things like that than yesteryears. And I think by that, that helps us, because then they know how bad they need to do that. I'm just really concentrating on their health, just like the trainers, you know, staying hydrated, you know, let's work hard in that weight room. And, you know, we coach the whole team, just not one position. And I have great guys, you know, Brent and Travis that work with me that are wonderful, you know, so it's not a one man show by no means. They do a great job in working with these guys and really getting to know them and trying to keep them as healthy and as strong as possible. You want to always try to bring them to places they've never been, to reach their abilities, you know, far better than what they think that they can.
Thanks for joining us on this edition of Chiefs Blueprint. I'll end the show the way I started it, because this week of work in St. Joe is paramount. And the battles for roster spots continue to intensify. The kicker battle between Cairo Santos and Ryan Succop. The challenge at right guard, who will emerge there? And what about the defensive secondary, dealing with some injuries? And who can emerge maybe from the young players in this group, as well as some young wide receivers, guys like Albert Wilson or Frankie Hammond Jr., who can step up? This team continues to be under construction, and we'll follow it step by step here on Chiefs Blueprint.
Chiefs Blueprint is brought to you by Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle, and by KCChiefs.com for all your latest Chiefs news and information.